Banff. Taking a closer look at Chicago, the American city famous for 1920s gangsters like Al Capone, Deep Dish Pizza, and Wrigley Field, it would be a sin not to mention its vibrant jazz and blues scene. A certified player for the Windy City Sound, Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Michael Charles is bringing more than 5 decades of audio excellence to the stage Tuesday and Wednesday, April 25th-26, at 10 p.m. at Banff's Rose and Crown. Chicago blues is known all over the world, said Charles. Canada, to me, is not foreign anymore. I've got a lot of friends, I got a lot of great venues I play at, and it's just a good time. Whenever touring the Great White North, Charles now has circled the mountain resort town as one of the stops on the list. The showman will jam for 3 or 4 hours each evening, one long show, a style he executes whenever he plays. For me, if you can keep that audience engaged, especially when you walk off and they come up to you and tell you to your face that was just an amazing night, for me, you know you've achieved something and that's what keeps me going, said Charles. The Australian-born bluesman has a big year on tap, which includes a residency cruising on one of the Great Lakes on a tall ship and being invited to perform at the Glen Campbell Museum, an idol of Charles's, at the Rhinestone Stage in Nashville in May. Campbell sold more than 45 million records worldwide and caught Charles's eye and ear at a young age on television with his father. Charles was mesmerized by how the Rhinestone Cowboy handled a guitar. I asked Dad if I would ever be able to play like that. He just stared at me with his cheeky grin and he just said one word to me, practice, Charles said with a laugh. I have been practicing ever since. Earlier this year, Charles recorded a cover of Wichita Lineman by the legendary country singer. Recording the cover was just something I did for myself because it reminded me of my dad and it reminded me of what it was like humble beginnings and imagine yourself making music your life and playing guitars, so it was kind of personal, said Charles. The freaky part with for me, with Campbell, being such an influence in my early years, the stage is set up right in the middle of the museum, so as I'm playing I'm going to see all his guitars that he used in different sessions and concerts, behind glass. It's probably going to be very intimidating to me in many ways but an honor at the same time. But before the glitz and glamour of Nashville, Charles will be rockin' the locals' favorite bar in Peaks and Forests of Banff. There is no cover for Tuesday and Wednesday shows.